I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, here we go. Confirm or deny. Very creative, very unique.
It's my favorite thing on earth.
It's such a great intro. The Fergie, I cannot confirm or deny anything.
Nothing. I like the Duffy question. Do you regret giving any of those gentlemen the no trade clauses?
Well, I can neither confirm or deny.
Shut up!
I think he's still in the running. There's going to be some gigs available
once
everything settles down.
I
can neither confirm or deny that.
Well, I can't.
Stop it with the, like, it's how many GMs does Fergler get the toss in and then it's over with? Like, stop it. He's not getting the job.
Well, I can't confirm or deny.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
All right, confirm or deny. Big Ben Roethlisberger will start every single game this season for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Deny, deny, deny. I just think he just gets folded over. And it's like he's not that evasive back there. Someone's going to get to him. He loves his front line, but I don't know. He grabbed his leg during a run. I thought he looked really good, and I thought the team looked good. I love the Steelers. I love what they're all about, and I love their coach, by the way. But I just think he's going to get hurt somehow. You know what it's like, Hayes. When a guy that age, it's like your arm and then your knee and then your ankle, and all of a sudden something just happens, and you fold over on your knee, and it's game over.
He's got some mileage on him. I'm going to deny, even though I want to confirm it. I just think there's a lot of mileage there. Yeah, I don't think he plays all the games, but he may be nicked up one or two.
Yeah, I think I'm likely going to have to deny across the board here. I think and I hope for his sake and the Steelers' sake, he's just ready to play come the playoffs, because that felt and looks like a playoff team to me. You know, right. I think Baltimore is a little bit better, but it's close, and I think Baltimore and Pittsburgh are both going to get there. But he always misses games. I mean, the guy had Tommy John. He's standing on the sideline with an armband the size of the state of Pennsylvania. And he's limping all the time. He's got ice bags everywhere after the game. He's Jake Taylor from Major League. And he's holding on. And I thought he played really well last night. I think he will continue to play well. But I can't see him starting every single game during the regular season. I have to
deny that. Hopefully they get a nice run cooking and he can give them some load management of some sort. What that would look like, I don't know.
The problem is Baltimore's going to be right there with you, right?
No kidding.
So you got to win those games.
Basically ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that leads us to our next one. The Cleveland Browns will beat the Bengals on Thursday Night Football. Confirm or deny?
I'm going to confirm that because I think Cincinnati.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker's going to get hot.
Baker's going to get hot. Yeah. Bad call. Bad decision.
Bad call.
Oh, bad call.
I love that guy. Where the hell is he? Where did he land on his feet?
I don't know. I think he's waiting for Randy Ambrosi to call him and give him a job in the CFL.
Yeah.
But
I'm
going to
confirm that. I think you said Cincinnati-Cleveland play, right?
Yep.
Thursday Night Football.
That's right.
I think Cincinnati is exactly the recipe that Baker Mayfield needs to be a hero and be all over the post-game presser with his stupid outfits and whatever he does. I confirm they do it.
Yeah, I'm confirming too. I think they are.
I got to confirm it as well. And I think what you just said, is so right, is he's going to be on the set after the game.
Yeah. This is what we're all about. This is what it's just like, come on, dude.
Yeah. They'll beat the Bengals by 3, and he'll be like, this is all we needed. Now the wheels are in motion.
Yeah,
and
we're going to shut the haters up. And he's going to be a hero.
He's going to have this classic line, too. We always had the belief. We just have to go out there and do it. And tonight we did it.
Yeah, we did it. We know we're a really good team, and we're going to carry it from here.
Yeah, that's all we needed.
Yeah. Confirm or deny, the Denver Nuggets storm back in the series and beat the L.A. Clippers tonight.
Confirm.
Jamal Murray from the greater Toronto area.
Tonight. They're going to lose by 30 tonight. I guarantee it.
Ball does not go in the air tomorrow until that money is exchanged.
Okay.
That is a fact.
That's fine. I might have to go back and start calculating. I'll listen to the podcast all night. I'll find out where you're at. Because Beansy, I think I'm still chasing you a little bit, but that's fine. That's fine. And listen, I better go the other way, right? When Denver wins tonight, because I'm confirming it. This is deja vu to what happened against Utah. And Kawhi's won his titles. Kawhi's in a bubble. Kawhi's going to be Kawhi tonight. I don't know if Paul George is going to show up. I don't know if Doc Rivers is going to choke a game away like he has in the past in these situations before. And outside of George and Kawhi, I know a lot of people weren't watching the game over the weekend because there was so much else going on. The rest of the team was an absolute disaster.
They were.
Like, nobody stepped up for the Clippers. Lou Williams, Patrick Beverley, nobody. Montrezl Harrell. Like, they need help beyond just those two guys because I think Murray will get his shots off tonight. And I think Jokic, I mean, he's just that standard piece that gives you 20 and 12 and kind of plays a smart YMCA old guy type of game. So I'll confirm it. I'm on the Nuggets tonight.
Wow.
Well, I have to be based on the bet more than anything. But confirm or deny, both Nick Nurse and Masai Ujiri are still with the Raptors in 5 years.
I'm denying it. I really am. Something is weird. Not weird. That's the wrong word. You mentioned, I think it's Masai. I think Masai has his eye on other things. Like you mentioned it before, politics and some of the things that he's involved in. I think for some reason he gets poached and he may move on to, for lack of better words, because it's not, but it's bigger and better things or other things. Other
I think
interests.
It's more about a unique opportunity,
correct.
Right?
Like, yeah. I'm trying to word it.
Yeah, it's not bigger and better things necessarily, but it's about maybe a different challenge and maybe he feels like he's done everything he possibly can in Toronto.
A different platform.
Yes, well, a different platform. And I don't think it's a lock that Nick Nurse is here for five years, just based on the history of the position. I mean, coaches, they get hired to get fired at some point.
That's it.
You know?
Well, and where do you
it's
think the Raptors are, like, a year from now? Are they going to even Josh said yesterday, he's like, you know, this team could take a step back next year. Kyle Lowry's getting older. You know, is Spicy P going to have a step back? Does Fred sign here? Like, this team could take a step back. So 2 or 3 years from now, they may not be as good, and they move away from the coach.
Yep, that has happened before with other guys where you're like, how is that possible that coach who did that with that team could be on the hot seat, but it always seems to happen. Confirm or deny that Alex Pietrangelo signs a contract worth at least a cap hit of $9 million per season. $9 million per minimum for Petro.
I want to confirm it, but deny it. I may deny it. Just he might sign with a real high eight in St. Louis. You know, you talked me into the Stamkos position that if he ends up, I'm not convinced he goes back to St. Louis, that may look like something with an eight in it. If he goes anywhere else, for sure, it's north of nine. So I don't know. Where is he? Is he going to stay or go? Like that's
I'm going to deny it because I think it could be like 8.75 and he stays in St. Louis.
Right.
You know?
He deserves it, the high number, but I just don't think under the circumstances it's a deny all day.
Yeah, it feels like the Blues have basically told him, you know. Like, I think if they had 9-plus on the table, he'd probably have signed it by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? We're talking like this, and all of a sudden, you know, he signs with the Leafs for a massive deal. Who knows? Like,
well,
we just don't know.
If he's coming here, the Leafs would have to give him more than 9. I mean,
correct.
I think that's...
Oh, come on. They can't afford that nonsense, dude.
No,
come on.
I'm not trying to start a rumor here. I
no,
just said...
But if he's a UFA and he's, you know, he's from Toronto...
Yep. You got a leg.
He's a Toronto guy.
You got a leg up here.
I think he grew up in Young and Bloor area, something like that, right in the heart of the city. He's a good Toronto kid.
He's
and
a great
he's
guy.
He's from King City, you idiot. He's from King City.
King City?
Yeah.
Well, that
he's
was amalgamated years ago. That's a part of the Toronto City Council now. I mean... We'll take you in, we'll take you in King City. I've already bothered everyone in Kitchener for claiming that Jamal Murray's from the GTA. So I'll do the same thing with Pietrangelo.
No.
Why not?
King City.
Okay, King City. All right, we got a couple more we'll get to in the next hour. Okay, one about the Jays and the Yankees. We got one about the U.S. Open. One about Halloween, because we were talking about that earlier. A confirm or deny, will Halloween actually happen in any form this fall? So we'll get to that more in the final hour.